Good morning, and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Today's show is a call-in show. Jot our number down, 206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. Now, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And we are live with Dr. Triana, and she's got some interesting things to talk about today, especially when it comes to oil.
Olive oil. But first, I want to talk about a personal story that happened to me. When I was a little girl, my grandmother, my family is originally from Cuba and then from Spain. So, of course, we love olive oil. And my grandmother said she wanted my hair to grow long and curly. So she would heat up olive oil when I was a little girl and rub it in my head. So today we're going to talk about olive oil and other oils. As you know, there are different macronutrients that we take into our body. Those are fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. But today we're going to talk about the dietary fat, like olive oil, which actually I love. And I want anybody who has any questions, of course, to please call in about the slippery slope of lipids, but we also will answer other medical issues and other medical questions. So, what type of fats are there out there in our dietary fat? There are two types. There's a harmful and the good type of fats.
I didn't know there was any good fats.
There are good fats. And they are good for your body, too. The thing is, though, whenever you put fat in your body, if you eat too much of anything, you make fat and people get overweight. So what we have to do is there's the harmful fats are the saturated fats. Saturated fats are like anything comes from the animal products, like butter and cheese. And usually they're solid at room temperature. Okay, so that's what we have to look at. And these are the ones which we've spoken before about your lousy cholesterol, the LDL. These will raise your LDL. So if they raise your HDL, then that cholesterol is what's going to form the plaque in your arteries. As the plaque builds up, that's what causes the heart attack and the stroke when it breaks open. It forms a clot in your arteries.
Wow.
So you see, that's very important. We want to try to lower your LDL cholesterol and your total cholesterol. So we have to learn about what are we eating.
So fast food, potato chips, not good.
Unfortunately, one of the things about some of the processed foods, that's the other harmful fat. Those are called trans fats. Okay, so those are usually the man-made. They process this by hydrogenating, which is a chemical term, to make the fat more stable. Like they put it in, like when you buy your cookies or your cakes, so that the shelf life is longer. But those trans fats are not good at all for you. In fact, in some states, like New York, they've banned them.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
Because they are so bad, because they raise your cholesterol level, your LDL, and they lower the healthy HDL cholesterol. So that's very, very important. To remind everybody, what does the HDL do? Well, the HDL, or the healthy cholesterol, is the one that takes the cholesterol from inside the lining of your arteries, takes it from your artery, takes it to your liver, and you dump it.
No kidding.
It's the garbage truck.
See, I've never heard of good cholesterol before. You know, everybody's always focused on the negative. You know, cholesterol's bad, you know.
Too much of anything is bad in life. Mm. So we also know that there's healthy fats, okay? The healthy fats, we call them the MUFA and the PUFAs. So what is a MUFA? A MUFA is a monounsaturated fatty acid. Now, that comes to mind. I don't want to go into all the chemistry of it, which we can if anybody has a question. But the main thing to know, this is the healthier fat. Now, I want to emphasize, though, if you're going to eat the healthier fats that are good for your body, good for your heart, you don't want to take those also with the bad fats, because we know that for every gram of fat, that's 9 calories. So they're very dense calories. So in other words, the more you take in, the more, if you don't use up that energy, calorie is energy, then you get overweight. So the MUFAs, they improve your triglycerides, your total cholesterol, and they also help diabetics with blood sugar control. So do you know what a MUFA is?
Well, I'm trying.
What's in a MUFA?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what food has good fat in it.
Olive oil.
Olive oil. Is that the only thing that has good fat?
No,
in it?
Peanuts.
Oh, really? Ah, see.
Canola.
I need to write this down.
Avocado.
Really? Avocado?
Nuts and seeds.
Wow.
And we're going to go in depth more about olive oil. But all these have the MUFAs in them.
Wow.
So those are the good oils. Now, the other oils that are healthier are the PUFAs, the polyunsaturated fatty acids. I think that's kind of cute, MUFA and PUFA, but anyways. So if anybody wants to call in and ask any questions, don't forget our phone number is 206-1580. And I am Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. And I have to tell you, Larry, we're really getting a wonderful response.
I believe that.
From so many of my patients and new patients. And I think we're starting to spark more and more interest to learn what is it that we can do to prevent and to stay healthy.
Right. Well, see, that's the thing is people think, oh, I want to be healthy. I have to eat healthy. And when you think healthy food, you're thinking, oh, bad food. You know, oh, this is going to not taste good or nothing like that. But you're bringing in food that's actually good for you and tastes good, too.
Of course. You know? They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, my dad, we would have café con leche, which is coffee and milk, Cuban coffee, and a little bit of toast or bread with olive oil. We never used the butter.
Wow.
So olive oil is very, very good. And, you know, people get, if you go to Spain, which is the number one producer of olive oil, we all think it's Italy, but it's really Spain. It's almost like wine. They have different flavors. They infuse. There's the extra virgin. There's different. It's like wine. It has different tastes, different smells. So olive oil is very good, and people use it in their hair. They use it for their skin. But anyways, we're going to continue about what is a PUFA. The PUFAs are the vegetable oils, the safflower oil, sunflower, soya, cottonseed oil. PUFAs are also found in the nut oils, peanut, nuts, and seeds, okay? Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids that everybody talks about, your omegas, is also a PUFA?
Yeah, it's a fish oil, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But omega-3s are also found in walnuts.
Nah, I didn't know that.
Walnuts are good for you. So the omega-3s are found in fatty, cold water fish. Salmon, mackerel, herring. Now, we know that omega-3 fish oils are good for you. They decrease inflammation in your arteries. They have studies showing that it also decreases your heart from having irregular rhythms. And we know it's also good for patients who are diabetics. So The omega-3s are very good. Omega-3s are also found in ground flax seed, flax oil, and walnuts. Hmm. So the question is, people will eat regular oils and fats and then think that if they eat walnuts and the good fats, that they're going to help. What they need to do is replace the bad fats or decrease as much as possible the bad fats, like saturated fats, eliminate the trans fats, and go more for the MUFA and the PUFAs. Mm. So what we need to know too, like walnuts. Walnuts are very good. They have omega-3s. But if you just have 18 and a half grams, which is like a little handful, it can be 185 calories.
Wow.
Yes. So you can't sit there and
eat a whole bag.
Eat a whole bag of, yes, and think, you know, well, this is really good for me. Well, it's good, but it's also adding a lot of calories to your diet. Okay, so we do know, and you know, and almonds are good too. So there's a lot of myths out there about olive oil. One of the things that we know about olive oil is that if it's extra virgin, it also has monounsaturated, the MUFAs, and it also has PUFAs in it. Okay? So if the olive oil, the average fatty acid, we call it, so I'm going to give you some idea. It's about 83% a MUFA, which is oleic acid, and about 6 to 9% polyunsaturated linolenic acid. Now, that's called an essential fatty acid. Your body can't produce it. You need it from your diet, okay? 8 to 5% can be palmitic acid, and 1 to 3% stearic acid. The point is that we know about the MUFA and the PUFAs. It's in olive oil. It's good for you. It's healthy. It is, however, still a fat, and it does have a lot of calories. Remember, 9 calories per gram of fat, while protein only has 4 calories per gram and carbohydrates 4 calories per gram. So if you have to try to lose weight, you have to know how many calories you're eating, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to take into account how much protein, how much carbohydrates, and how much fat. And remember, the importance of all this, I want everybody to remember, is the fats affect how our body metabolizes. So if we eat too much fat, we don't use up that energy, then our body makes fats. That fat is triglycerides. And those triglycerides are stored in our fat cells. So unfortunately, fat cells are not our friends. So I haven't heard anybody calling in, so you're welcome to call in.
Yes, 206-1580.
Right, 206-1580. And also to let everyone know that as a family physician, I'm also accepting new patients. And also, if you feel uncomfortable calling, we are letting anyone who wants to send in a question to our office, which is 3155 Harbor Boulevard. You can put a little, make a little note, send in a question, and the following week, I will go ahead and answer that question. So if anybody wants to do that, because I know some people are a little shy to call in.
Now I have a question. What would you recommend? Like, I use vegetable oil, but you think extra virgin olive oil is a lot better than vegetable oil, right?
I think so, because also it has better taste.
Okay.
Now, the thing about any oil, oils when you fry with them, which really you shouldn't be frying. But if you're going to, I mean, as much.
Bad, Larry.
No, it's not. It's everything in moderation.
Yeah.
But there's a thing called the smoke point. So the smoke point is, have you ever like cooked something and somebody calls you on the phone and you go, oh, I forgot. And the pan is making smoke and mm-hmm. it smells bad. And then the oil starts to taste funny. Well, every oil has a different smoke point. Oh. When it gets so hot, it'll start to smoke. So there's different temperatures. And the smoke point for olive oil is 410 degrees Fahrenheit.
Huh.
So it depends on what you're trying to cook. Like if you were going to fry like potatoes, they have a lot of water in them. Mm-hmm. So you want to try to have something that has a higher smoke point. Now, I'm not telling everybody to go make French fries. I just want people to understand the concept of smoke points.
Right.
So, and other people will use like canola oil, macadamia oil, sesame oil to cook, avocado oil, grape oil, and they're all above the 400 degree Fahrenheit. The best thing to do is really, if you're trying to watch your calories, is, for example, to eat it raw or to steam it or to bake it. And then afterwards, if you're going to use the oil, you drizzle a little bit of like the olive oil on your food. That's the healthier way.
Like a salad.
Yeah, well, like a salad, yeah. Or you put a little bit. Some people put a little bit of oil on their vegetables. Mm-hmm. But remember, you have to measure it if you want to know how many calories.
Right.
I mean, one of the things I've learned is a lot of patients don't realize what is a portion. I mean, if you look at the palm of your hand, a portion of meat is the palm of your hand or a deck of cards.
Wow, that's small.
Yes. A portion of pasta is a half a cup.
Really?
So we have to, you know, learn about portions. And also, when you go and buy anything, learn how to read a label. You know, you have to always look at what is the serving. If it says it's one serving, and then they break down per serving, how many calories, how many grams of sodium, how much carbohydrates, how much protein. But we're going to focus, today we're just focusing on the oils, mm-hmm. the dietary fats. Now, margarine, they used to use, and margarine is, to make it solid, they hydrogenate it. So really, the best thing to do is try to use like olive oil. So most of the better oils for you at room temperature, they're liquid.
Mm, like clarifying butter when you take the fat out of it.
Well, it still has some saturated fat.
Yeah.
There's still saturated fat. The thing is like animal fat and lard, you know, people used to use lard. That's saturated fat. Butter is saturated. The fat from any animal, the skin of the chicken, the pork, and that has saturated fat. So those fats are what we're trying to decrease and know what are the healthier fats if you want to substitute that into your diet, which is good for you. Okay?
Yes.
So do you ever cook with olive oil?
I do a little bit, but like I said, I'm more of a vegetable oil kind of guy just because it comes in a big old jug, you know what I mean? It'll last forever. I'm bad like that. I know. I got to switch.
Well, I mean, I think also
an
olive oil is the taste.
We have a phone call.
We have a phone call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a question for the doctor. Is they're really not a healthy option then for margarines? I mean, some are advertised as healthier than others. Is that really more fallacy than fact?
Well, thank you for calling, first of all. You have to read the label. There are some margarines that are made with different oils. You have to read the label and see. Some of them have Also, there's other fats called sterols and stanols, like Benecol. You have to read the label and see what is the content. I don't know every single type of margarine. I really rely on reading the labels.
Oh, interesting.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, you know, education is the key.
Got another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a question for the doctor. I went to a nutritionist.
Yes.
And they explained to me about this process of fat storing. And when I went there, I've been going there for like 3 years now, and I ended up losing like 60 pounds and have kept it off. But the question is that how much fat can you take in before your body goes into this mode of storing? If you eat too much low-fat label food, it's my understanding that your body can go into this fat-storing mode, and I would like to know how that process works.
Okay, this is the thing. Based on a 2,000-calorie diet, they recommend no more than 20 to 35% of those calories be fat calories. Now, that's about 44 to 78 grams of fat. Now, most people, if they want to lose weight, they have to decrease the intake of their calories by 500 calories a day to lose a pound a week. So, low-fat diets may not always be good, because a lot of low-fat foods, they substitute and put a lot of sugar in the food to make it tasty. So if you eat more sugar, your body is going to change that if you don't use up that energy into fat. So if you want to lose weight or keep the weight off, you exercise and you look at how many calories you're eating a day and what percentage is fat calories. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I'd just like to thank you very much. One thing I'd like to add is I listened to the show last week and the week before, and I think that it's a huge asset to Charlotte County, and I really appreciate it, and I'm going to be contacting you shortly.
Thank you so much for calling in. I do welcome calls and any questions. And again, if anybody is shy and doesn't want to call in, please send questions to my office and I will read them on the air the following week. I'm here to help my radio audience learn as much and ask the right questions when they go see their physicians. Thank you.
Okay, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. Bye. Have a nice weekend.
And thank you again for reminding us about Veterans Day. Yes, I'm very proud. Last week they asked me if I take the TRICARE, which is the military insurance. And yes, I do. And I am very proud of our veterans and that we live in such a beautiful area and country and we have the freedom that we do. My family came from a country, which is Cuba, where they don't have freedom. And we are really blessed that we have a place that we can speak and learn. So I appreciate the questions. So just to recap, remember, there's healthy fats and not healthy fats. The not healthy fats are the saturated and the trans fats. So we want to totally eliminate the trans fats and have the saturated fats as less as possible. Okay? Decrease it. I'm not saying stop ever eating butter or stop ever eating cheese. Again, you have to individualize. If you have severe heart disease, you have to take out as much as possible of the saturated fats. Let's remember the healthy fats are the MUFAs and the PUFAs, the olive oil, the nuts, the avocado, and the omegas, which is the fatty fish. So I want to try to keep it as simple as possible so everyone can remember and start reading the labels. I know we all live a very, very busy life, but you know, you got to stop and smell the roses. You got to stop and read your labels. Know what you're putting in your body. Know what is it good for you and not good for you. And then you'll make better choices. Don't you think so?
That makes sense. Yes, it does.
It does make sense. The other thing is, as we also learn more about the good oils, they do taste good. And so let's say in the middle of the day, you're working hard and you need a little snack and, you know, you can have a small handful of walnuts or almonds. Those are good for you. Now, we don't need to add tons of salt to it, though. So
it's like she can read my mind.
So the MUFAs and the PUFAs and the olive oil. And remember, when you do cook, for example, with olive oil, there is a myth that is it bad for you to cook with olive oil? Olive oil, very little bit of it becomes into a trans fat. Very, very little. So it is safe to cook with olive oil. But again, the more you use the olive oil, the more calories you're adding to your diet. And if you're trying to lose weight or restrict those calories, then you have to know to cut back. And remember, going back to the plaque in our arteries, we don't want to use trans fats. They raise the lousy cholesterol and they lower the healthy cholesterol.
Good to know.
It is very important. And we know that the saturated fats also will raise our total cholesterol and raise our LDL cholesterol.
It's heart prevention.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing at the Triana Prevention Center. We're trying to prevent vascular disease. We've discussed erectile dysfunction and vascular disease. We discussed arthritis and vascular disease. So stay healthy and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana. For more information on the topics discussed here today, call the Triana Prevention Center at 941-625-1990.